So I was sent to India, Pakistan, and Ceylon, which subsequently became Sri Lanka. That was my territory. And it made incredible news in those countries because it was the first time ever this was happening. And it got back to the U.S. banks, which had international divisions, and it made it into the New York Times. It was kind of a revolution in the banking industry. It was the first time ever it was happening. And I didn't mind being a pioneer. I was definitely being a pioneer. But I was delighted, like within maybe 2 years, another Philadelphia bank sent a female officer overseas, and several New York banks. I think they looked and they said, well, dear Tanaka is doing this and she's fine. You know, nothing is happening to her and she's doing a successful job. You know, why don't we also send our female officers overseas? And while I was in my first trip to India, Pakistan, Ceylon, the bank, PNB, made me an officer. I became the international banking officer, which is the first rank of officer. And because I was successful, then my territory was expanded to include Southeast Asia, which was Thailand, Singapore, Malaysia, and Indonesia. So I then began traveling to those countries as well. It was a huge help to be the only woman. When I traveled to South and Southeast Asia, I was the first, and then I was the only woman for like a couple years. And it really opened doors because people were so curious to meet me. And I got appointments that nobody else could get. I got business because people were really, I think, very interested to help me be successful.